the founder of the company, you've got to feel the word deeply. It's got to be something that hits you in the gut and gets you back in your lane when you start to doubt yourself or you start to struggle with making decisions or things don't go right. You think of the word and boom, it puts you back in the game. I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. Hey there, friend. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. I wanted to ask you a question. Are you ready? Come a little closer. My question for you is, have you ever thought about choosing a word of the year for your business? Or if you have a team, more importantly, for your team. Now, you probably have heard about like choosing a word of the year personally, right? Like when you choose a word of the year, it essentially serves as your true north for the entire year. And you probably have done this in your personal life or seen other people like in January say, my word of the year is fitness or healthy or peace or whatever it might be. Like my personal word of the year for 2024 is relationships. I want to be a better friend. I want to connect with my team members in a deeper way. I want to connect with my peers. I want to be a better, more present friend and peer. And so it's my word of the year personally. But I think more importantly, I have a word of the year for my team members and as a company. And so that's what I'm talking about here. So in 2023, it was the first time we ever chose a word of the year for the business. And we will never, ever look back. Like we will always choose a word of the year because that word, I'll tell you about it in a second, that single word helped guide us to have the best year we've ever had, the best year. And so I am convinced that when you choose your word, and I'll tell you different ways that you can make it be part of the fabric of your business, it really does change people's mindsets and also helps them think about things in different ways and be bold and move forward. So it's really powerful. So here's the deal. In 2023, we were having a meeting with our fractional CFO at the time. His name was Andrew. We were talking about how we had some pretty audacious goals for the year and how we were kind of scared about how the heck we're going to get to these goals. And we didn't really know yet how we were going to make this happen. It was really early 2023. And Andrew just like threw out this comment while we were having this discussion. And he said, to hit these audacious goals, we must be unreasonable. And he said the best teams that he works with are unreasonable when it comes to their ideas, the strategies they want to implement, the goals they want to set, and really just how they show up. And he kept just saying the word unreasonable. The first time he said it, I knew it was our word. But when he started to talk about it more, it just like hit me in the gut and I was like bursting at the seams. And finally, I'm like, that's our word of the year. We've never had a word of the year in the business, but I just knew it was. And right when I said it, I was with my leadership team at the time, and they all just were like, yes, yes, it is. I didn't even know we needed a word of the year. I've never done this before, but it was such a sexy word and it made so much sense to where we were going. Like, yes. So I looked at our leadership team. They all shook their heads. They're like, you're right. It's our word. So what we did is my leadership team and I, we agreed that this is our word of the year, and then we shared it with the rest of the company. And as you've probably heard me mention before, every quarter we meet as an entire team to talk about the quarter that we just had and the quarter ahead. And so in a quarterly meeting for the first quarter, we shared with the whole team that we chose this word, and then we told them why we chose it, which I think is the most important part, like really breaking it down. So to give you an example, in 2023, in early 2023, that's when my book came out. And we wanted as a team to hit a New York Times bestseller list. And we didn't know if that was possible. It might have been a really unreasonable goal. We wanted to sell a certain amount of books, and we had never sold any books ever in the history of my team. And we had huge Digital Course Academy goals, and we wanted to try some new things and do things we've never, ever done before. So that felt really unreasonable. Between the book and some other goals we have, plus the DCA goals, everything felt big for 2023 and really scary. And to hit all those goals, it felt very unreasonable. And I loved that. I love that we just identified it and we like wore it like a badge of honor. So throughout the year, when things came up, when things got hard, when things didn't work, when we needed to change strategies, we would look at each other and say, this feels unreasonable. And then usually like a sly smile would come over my face or my CEO's face. And we're like, all right, we're right on track. When it felt unreasonable, we would just do it. And I really do believe that that word unreasonable contributed to having the biggest year in our business. The goal we hit was unreasonable. The things we did were unreasonable. I did 170 podcasts for my book. That feels very unreasonable. I never want to do that again, but I did it. And we hit the New York Times bestseller list 2 weeks in a row. For someone who has never done anything like that before, that felt unreasonable. And so it really just served us in a really big way. 2023 was so successful, thanks in part to our word, that we decided we're going to choose another word for 2024. Now, to be honest, I kind of just wanted to use the same word and roll it into 2024 because it worked so well for us and I identify with that word and I didn't want to lose the momentum. But 2024 is very different than 2023. I do not have a book this year, and our goals do look very different, and we're restructuring some of our departments, so it kind of changes things up. It's just a different year, like it is for all of us, right? So when I looked at my CEO, Jaws, and I said, why wouldn't we just use the same word unreasonable? She kind of reeled me in, and she said, we just had an unreasonable year. We're not looking for major growth in 2024. By design, we're not. We're looking for stabilization at the level we're at now so we can continue to up-level in the coming years. So I had already known that. We're not trying to do major growth this year. We want to stabilize. We took such a big jump from 2022 to 2023 that we just want to stabilize and make sure we could do that again. Now, fast forward to our leadership meeting, we are trying to think of a word. So it's hard to get all 22 full-time employees to weigh in on the word. So I usually just do it at the leadership level where there's less of us. And so we were in a leadership meeting and we were trying to come up with the word. And someone asked me, how do you want this year to feel? Because we were really struggling with what the word was going to be. And we just hit it out of the park in 2023 and that kind of messes you up, right? So someone said, how do you want this year to feel? And I said, I want to feel relentless. Like I will not give up. Like we will not give up. I want to feel as though we will keep going to get to where we need to go. I want to continue what we did in 2023 and be relentless about it in 2024. We wanted to be relentless in the value of the content we're creating, relentless at the quality of experience for our students and for our team members and how we're showing up. So relentless was born out of an unreasonable year the year before. And I have to say, it feels good because I just want to continue the momentum. And I think that's going to take us being relentless because it's not going to be easy. It's an election year. I don't know what that means for our businesses, but it's something we need to kind of pay attention to. And there's a lot of shifts in the marketplace and hiring feels really kind of wonky this year. It just feels different than other years that I've been hiring for my team. So I'm already seeing a little bit of some challenges or some obstacles. And I keep telling myself, I'm going to be relentless and figure this out. So that's our word for 2024. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. Now, you know, on these podcasts, I like to tell you about my business. I like to take you behind the scenes, but I don't like to make it all about me. I want to bring it back to you because you're spending quality time listening here. And I don't want you walking away to be like, that's nice. I just learned about Amy's business and her word of the year. No, that's not what this episode's about. It's about you. And so let's talk about how you can come up with a word of the year for your business slash team. Even if you're a one-woman show, still, you are your team, and this is important. So number one, if you do have a lot of people on your team, it's hard for everyone to be a part of the creation of the word, as I mentioned earlier. So I really do believe it should come from you, the founder. You're casting the vision. You know where the business should go. You have hopes and dreams for building this business. And I really believe if you're a good leader, you know your team well, you know what you're capable of, and you coming up with a word and sharing it with your team and telling them why it means something, I think is a great idea. So if you have a small team, you could get together, like with my leadership team. I did bounce ideas off of them. And both times I came up with the word, they were involved in it. So if you do have a small team or a leadership team, sure, get whoever you want to be involved. But at the end of the day, you have to 100% be behind it. If my team chose a word that I didn't feel, it's never going to work. So I kind of like that it originates from me, which leads me to number two. And I just said it, but the founder of the company, you've got to feel the word deeply. It's got to be something that hits you in the gut and gets you back in your lane when you start to doubt yourself or you start to struggle with making decisions or things don't go right. You think of the word and boom, it puts you back in the game. So as the founder, leader, owner of the company, you've got to feel this in your bones. And then number three, you've got to use the word often throughout the year. This part is so important. So you've got to find ways to show that you're being the word. So like when I see someone being relentless in anything they do in the business, I'll be like, whoa, that's relentless. It's kind of silly, but I'm very serious about it too. So I'll call out when I see relentless behavior. I'll call out when the team is being relentless. I'll call out when we need that relentless energy. And speaking of energy, you've got to give the word energy and weave it into the communication. So first, you choose the word. Second, you let anybody working on your team, even contractors, this is our word of the year and this is what it means. Give it a definition that means something to your business and to what you are creating, and then continue to use it throughout. Now, one thing that I did last year, and I'll do it again this year, is for my leadership team. So these are the people that literally are calling the shots and leading the way. At the leadership team, I created these just really simple gold bands, and inside I engraved the word of the year. So my leadership team, they each have a gold band, like just something really simple. And if you look inside the ring, it says unreasonable. And I will absolutely be doing that for the relentless word that we have this year. And they don't have to wear them. They could put them on a keychain or a necklace or their finger or whatever. They could put them in a little dish on their counter. I don't care. I just want them, when they do see it, they just remember. I've never talked about this before, and I hope she doesn't care if I do, but my dear friend Jenna Kutcher did something really special to me, which gave me that idea. So this is kind of a little bit off topic, but not really. So when I wrote the book and started promoting it, I always had the goal of making the New York Times bestseller list. That's what I wanted. And when you write a book, because a lot of you will eventually, if you want to go for New York Times bestseller, you'll learn that it's kind of crazy. It's like, there's no rhyme or reason. You don't even know the people that are making the decisions. Some people that you thought would make it don't make it. Some people that hardly sell any books make it. It's very weird and confusing. So it's a crapshoot, but I wanted it. I was being unreasonable. And so one day in the mail, I got this ring delivered. It's just like a simple gold band. And if you looked really close at it, you had to get close to the ring. It was engraved and it said NYTBS, New York Times bestseller. Now, this is a year before I became a New York Times bestseller. But Jenna sent this to me and she said, every time you look down at this ring, you remember what you're going for and you stay the course and you keep going and you don't give up. No matter what happens, all that matters is you leave everything on the table. You don't cut corners. You don't go hard and then you kind of get weak and you don't keep going. No, to the very end. And when you look down at that ring, you remember that that is your goal. And I thought that was so cool. And I still wear the ring today. I wore it every single day leading up to that. And it was just a great reminder. It didn't mean I was going to get it, of course. It just meant I'm very clear what I'm working toward. So that's what gave me the idea to buy the rings and engrave them. I just want my leadership team to always remember who we are, what we're about, what we're working for and toward, and remembering why we do it, which is, of course, our students. At the end of the day, it's getting our students results. So when we unveiled the word for 2024, relentless, we had a definition for it that made sense to who we are and who we serve. So that's why I think it's so important to create a definition that is not just the definition of the word, but it's the definition of the word with also you creating a little language around how it serves you, your business, your clients, your students. Really make it personal so it makes perfect sense to your team and comes alive. And then I think the most important thing is finding proof that you are being that word, you are acting in that way, and calling it out every opportunity you get. So there you have it, my sweet friend. I hope that you found value in this episode. And here's what I would really love for you to do. I know that we are well into the year and you might be thinking, oh, I'm going to do this next year. No, do it now. Do it now. At the time that this goes live, it's going to be April. It's a great time for a word of the year. Anytime is a great time for the word of the year. So whether you choose a word for the next 12 months or just till the end of the year, it does not matter. What matters is you choose a word. So here's what I want you to do. In the next 48 hours, I want you to choose your word of the year. And it's got to be big and bold and mean something to you. It's got to get you out of bed in the morning. It's got to pull you through when things are really tough, and it's got to speak to your heart and your soul. I know, tall order, but it's important. Choose that word, and then I want you to come over to Instagram. I'm just at Amy Porterfield on Instagram. Tell me your word. Just let me know. I think that it would be so cool for you to share it publicly on social media to like put it out there and keep yourself accountable if you want, but also share it with me just to say like, I'm checking in. I chose my word of the year just to keep you accountable. I'll be your accountability buddy. So just slide into my DMs again at Amy Porterfield on Instagram and just tell me your word of the year for your business. I'd love to hear it. It's not too late. And of course, then on January 1, 2025, you could choose a new word, but do it now. And if you're listening to this well beyond when it went live, I just think it's important to not get caught up on, you know, it's like when you want to start a diet and you're like, it's probably Thursday and you're like, I'll start Monday. And it's just an excuse not to get going. Just choose the word. I think that's what's most important, no matter what time of year it is. Maybe if you're listening to this well beyond when I recorded it, and let's say you have one or two quarters left of the year, make it a word for the quarter. That's another thing you could do. Here's my word of the quarter for my business, and make sure you communicate it. I hope you found this episode valuable. I love, love, love connecting with you in this way. And I hope to hear about your word of the year on Instagram. All right, my sweet friends, I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Bye for now.